When did you become a United States citizen?
I think it was October 42 in Muskogee, Oklahoma. We had moved from Camp Barkley in Texas to Camp Gruber. That was the first time in over 2 years that we lived inside barracks.
That you lived inside barracks?
We'd been living in tents.
This was like going to a big hotel.
Yeah. And since I had 5 stripes, I had my own room.
In Muskogee?
In Muskogee.
How long were you there?
Just a few months because I went to OCS.
But that's where you became a citizen in Muskogee.
Yeah.
That had to be quite an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Then you went to OCS where?
At Fort Sill. Yeah, I was an artillery officer.
That was a course of how long before you were commissioned?
I was commissioned in February 43.
By that time, in 1941, the war is on.
Yeah.
When then do you, after you were commissioned, then where are you sent?
I was sent to school troops at Fort Sill. We fired for the school. In other words, we would bring our guns in position for the students to learn adjustment of fire. I would take out a set of 4 guns in the morning and another set in the afternoon. The students had their instructors, and we did the firing for them. Then we moved to Fort Jackson in South Carolina. There, we became an armored artillery battalion. I got a letter from Washington. Since I spoke German, they wanted me to transfer to intelligence. And hell, I was a forward observer in an armored unit with my own tank. I didn't want any part of it. 2 weeks later, I get another letter ordering me to report to Intelligence Center at Camp Ritchie, Maryland. So I became trained as prisoner of war interrogators.
Prisoner of war
interrogators. After that, I got orders to go overseas, and I landed in Scotland, I think it was Christmas Eve, 43. From there, I went to a training to another center, and then to the 1st Infantry Division that had just come back from Sicily. And I was assigned, together with another officer, to the 18th Infantry Regiment. Then we trained for the landing, the Normandy landing. We were lucky and got Omaha Beach.
Wow.
To prepare for the landing, of course, we had to learn the lay of the land. We had maps, of course, and everything, and we had a war room. And to have access, you needed top secret clearance. And you needed a pass. Somehow, among my souvenirs, we were supposed to destroy those. Somewhere, I found that.
Here is the pass you've just handed to me. Headquarters, 1st U.S. Infantry Division. Your number, A361. 13th of May, 1944. The bearer's second lieutenant.
Yeah, that was my name, Gunther. My German name. I hadn't changed it yet.
It says G. Renberg. And this is your serial number.
Yeah.
Has been classified as...
Bigot. I explained that. The officers had to choose a code name for these passes. When the division went to North Africa, the orders read, to Gibraltar, to GIB. So they said, read it backwards, and that's how they got Bigot.
Okay. So this pass that I'm holding in my hand got you into...
The war room.
The war room?
Yeah.
Of where?
Of the 1st Infantry Division.
And that was in?
Southern England.
All this time, you had to be thinking, I need to get into Germany. Was that your thinking?
No. By that time, the army took up all your thoughts. We were busy. We worked long hours. We were training these people, basic training, and I had to train my men for fire direction. We worked day and night. See, the people that I trained all wanted to go to OCS, so I had a continuous movement there. One time, we had annual tests by Corps, and I got a warning, we'll have a Corps test within 4 weeks, and I had to train people from scratch. But you don't say you can't do it, you better do it. And there are no excuses.
So you're in the war room.
Yeah.
And what's going on there?
Well, we look at the maps, we look at the information about the villages, the landscape, the German units that are in that area, and try to familiarize yourself because when you get off that boat, you got to know where to go. Of course, it always turns out different than you think,